It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy, brought to you by Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Pam, welcome back.
Hey, Ben. Thanks so much for having me.
I've got some more questions from listeners. This one hits pretty close to home for me. I get the worst seasonal allergies. I think it's pollen. I don't know what it is, but usually it happens throughout the summer. They want to know, what are some good non-drowsy allergy medications?
Yes, of course. Yeah, it seems the worst of the allergy season right now is behind us. But you're right. For some people like yourself, obviously, allergies can be bothersome throughout the summer months. So when we consider allergy medications that are available over the counter, so without a prescription, we do usually try to point people to those non-drowsy options for seasonal allergies. So some examples of these would include loratadine, which is commonly known as Claritin. Desloratadine, also known as Arius, and then we have cetirizine, also known as Reactine. So these three over-the-counter antihistamines are considered the newer generation of antihistamines. So they're typically associated with much less drowsiness, if any at all, than their older sort of cousin antihistamines that we know, like Benadryl. They're definitely convenient to take because they only need to be taken once a day in most cases. And they have come down in price a lot because there are store brand versions of these. So you don't necessarily need to be buying those brand name Claritins and Arius and Reactine. So most pharmacies would carry a store brand of those to help save a few dollars. We like to remind people, taking those antihistamines before exposure to the allergen is definitely more effective than trying to treat the allergies after the fact. So, if you're one of those people that knows that mowing that lawn is going to trigger those allergies for you this summer, just taking those antihistamines before that exposure to get the best effect is certainly the most helpful. And other products, of course, when you pop by at the pharmacy, looking at over-the-counter options and non-drowsy, depending on what type of symptoms you may have, if it's primarily eye-related symptoms with allergies, there is an eye drop that is available called Cromolyn, or again, available in generic as well. That's helpful if eye symptoms tend to be more problematic. And of course, steroid nose sprays are now available over the counter, and we often recommend those depending on what types of symptoms you're experiencing.
Okay. Another question here, another summer activity, swimming. A lot of people out and about swimming. Swimmer's ear, very common thing, and ear infections from swimming. Any tips for how to avoid that? And if you do get an ear infection or swimmer's ear, any over-the-counter?
Yes, of course. So, yeah, in the summer, we definitely see that increase in the number of those external ear infections. So we know these known as otitis externa or swimmer's ear. So the most common type of that external type of ear infection is typically been, characterized for people that are wondering. So, if this is something that they have. So it's typically characterized by ear pain, itchiness, or sort of a feeling of fullness in the ear, discharge in the ear, coming from the ear. And in some cases, it can be accompanied by some degree of hearing loss as well. So while there can be different causes for these types of ear infections, all of that moisture from swimming in the summer is definitely one of the triggers, because it can encourage bacterial growth in that ear and cause this type of bacterial infection. So if you happen to find yourself experiencing these types of symptoms this summer, you can have an assessment done by one of our pharmacists at our pharmacy primary care clinic, or by your doctor or nurse practitioner. Most cases are treatable with topical ear infections. Of course, if that becomes more severe, then there are other treatment options that would be required. In most cases, however, treatment is typically done for about 7 to 10 days, and usually you'll see some improvement with symptoms, with those symptoms within 2 or 3 days. So having that assessment done, if you're experiencing those types of symptoms this summer, is certainly important for early symptom relief. We do find acetaminophen or Tylenol or ibuprofen, also known as Advil or Motrin, can help with pain control as well if you do find that you need that. But if you are that person that tends to be prone to recurrence of these types of ear infections, chat with your pharmacist or primary care provider. They can provide you with some tips to help reduce the frequency of those infections occurring. While we're talking ear infections, we are often asked, about pharmacists being able to provide this service related to treating ear infections, because it is something that's relatively new. And of course, as a that reminder, pharmacists in these community pharmacy primary care clinics, like the one at our pharmacy, can assess and treat internal and external ear infections. So if you're unsure this summer about those ear infection signs or symptoms and you find yourself without a doctor or nurse practitioner, never hesitate to reach out to someone on the team.
Great. More great advice from Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Thanks so much, Pam.
Perfect. Thanks, Ben.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.